All right. For those of you that don't know, I worked in finance, a real estate guy, and, you know, part of my working in finance, I had to deal in life insurance. So I had to become up to speed on mortuary tables.
Yeah.
And for those of you that don't know what a mortuary table is, they quite literally, it's odds, are you going to live or you're going to die. All right. Now, when I did the research on this, on average, you have 1 to 3 of these places burning down a year. It just, that's just the way it goes. 21 is way higher than 3. We're talking, what, a 7,000% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the fuck are we not talking about it? And why the hell are we not investigating what the fuck is going on? Because if it's a goddamn insurance scam, which I understand, I don't condone it, but it is what it is, I would like to take them off the list because we know they did it to themselves. But if there's some fuckers out there, some unseen force pulling strings that's doing this shit, we need to find out who they are and put them at the end of a fucking rope.
Yeah. Because I've noticed this. Somebody actually responded to you talking about this on your Facebook page and said, like, well, you know, they have, like, you know, a certain number of fires at these things a year. Yeah. Fires is one thing. Virtually every manufacturing facility will report a minor fire every now and then. Planes crashing into buildings
what
and
the
these places literally
thinking?
Burning to the ground is a whole other matter entirely.
Yeah, this is insane.
Yeah, because you look at these photos right here in this archived version of this article here, these do not look like minor fires. These are scorchers.
Yeah. I mean, some of them could have been insurance jobs. I mean, quite frankly, we had a lockdown. There was a bunch of issues with, you know, what companies could stay open, what couldn't. Then they had worker problems. And maybe a couple of these places are like, hey, if we want to break even, this motherfucker's got to burn down.
Yep.
I don't condone that, but I understand it.
Yeah. And another one caught fire just yesterday.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
If you remember a couple of months ago on the stream, we showed you an assembly of TikTok videos of people showing not just, you know, farmers scorching their own land, plowing it up, destroying crops, but also they showed the receipts, they showed the letters they received from our own Department of Agriculture ordering them to do so. Check it out.
To this.
Okay, TikTok, you've been hearing a lot about the government paying to come in and destroy crops, and I'm just here to tell you it is absolutely true. They came in here, they took about 10 acres off of this farm, paid us about double the market price. We couldn't say no.
Now, that is not the fucked up part. Mm. Just wait.
But they kind of pulled a fast one on us. They pushed about a foot of topsoil off. As you can see, it's off to the side here. They got it labeled and everything. And they're actually starting to load that up on side dumps, and they're hauling it to the West Coast ports, and they're putting it on all these empty shipping containers.
Shipping containers.
That are going back to China. So.
All right. First of all,
China.
If you give somebody the right to, you know, if they want to destroy some of your crops, okay. Now, if they're removing shit from the land, all right, that is not crops. That's actually the land. And there's a huge fucking legal case for that. You just can't go in there and fucking, you know, top scrape the topsoil because you bought the crops. That's not how this works. We need to fucking really get to the bottom of that. That is bullshit.
Oof.
And that's extremely fertile topsoil. You can't make that overnight.
No,
that takes years.
5 to 10 years.
That. You got to compost. Mm-hmm. You got to make a compost heap. You got to throw the earthworms in it. Let them do their magic. And it's something you can't. You're not replacing that.
No,
anytime soon.
It's going to take 5 to 10 years, depending upon the environment.
Yep. Back to the topsoil thing. Unfortunately, this is nothing new. This has been an ongoing problem for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
This right here from NPR dates back to 2019. American soil is increasingly foreign-owned. Large swaths of farmland are being bought up by foreign investors. Nearly 30 million acres.
Yep.
As of 2019. As of 2021, China was throwing its hand into the ring, and at that point in time had bought nearly 200,000 acres mm-hmm. of prime American farmland. And
listen,
if they're bankrolling the other countries that are part of that other 30 million acres, we could be seeing a large problem here.
Well, this is what's on the radar for a lot of the red states, is they're onto this, and a lot of that farmland is in red states. And as the left and the right, you know, keep separating, and we're creating that divide, China and all these companies, especially that fucker we're going to put up next,
ugh.
They're just going to take it away from them and yep. use public, public domain to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? You got to feed the Americans first. I have no idea why our politicians don't feed our citizens first. They don't even fucking protect our fucking borders.
Oh, shit, man. The Democrats filibustered $4 billion for the wall, but now they want to money launder $33 billion to Ukraine.
Hmm?
a country that, you know, loves to post all of the damage that is being accumulated by Russian forces, but for some reason they have to keep recycling old war footage from other countries that's like 5 years old.
Listen, I have a guy in Moldova who I want to get him on the show if we can work out the logistics.
Z? Z?
It's another guy.
Oh, it's another guy? Oh, yeah. I want to have Z back on.
Another guy. And he's got a whole different angle on the Russians.
What are your thoughts on this insanity, Jerry? I mean, this is off the chain. When you see that, you know, Bill Gates is now the largest private owner of American farmland, and you've got over 30 million acres of land being purchased, you know, by foreign investors, and a supply chain crisis, and now we have, you know, we're being warned about food shortages. What do you see coming down the pipe, dude?
Well, it's all been planned, and it's also prophecy coming true. If I can talk about two points very quickly,
bring it.
There's four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation. Mm-hmm. Four horsemen. The first one is given a crown and a bow, and he goes out conquering and to conquer. Now, a crown in Latin or Greek is corona, and the bow in Greek, ancient Greek, is called toxin. So what does a bow shoot? A bow shoots arrows. So you're thinking a toxin coming from a bow related to corona. Just saying. And the second horseman is famine. And that's famine where it's going to cost a full day's pay to get one day's worth of food. And I don't know if you've been to the supermarket lately, but it's happening.
Yeah, it is.
It's rising. It's rising. So, I mean, these things are going to happen. It has to happen. And things are getting a whole lot worse before there's ever a chance of them getting better.
Absolutely correct.
Bad news bears, baby. Bad news bears.
I don't know.
So, yeah, when they tell you, you know, when you read this, you know, this article about, you know, the experts disagreeing with, you know, food processing plants going up in flames, having, you know, planes crash into them and whatnot, telling you it's no big deal. Don't forget, the same mainstream media outlets that 6 years ago swore on a stack of Bibles they would never help one campaign over another because we're impartial news sources and we're pillars of the Fourth Estate. And then it turned out that it was absolutely true. Donna Brazile from CNN was literally giving the Hillary Clinton campaign the questions for the debate ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Biden administration has asked the mainstream media to positively spin economic news in order to increase consumer confidence, and they are bragging about becoming essentially state media.
Absolutely correct.
What was the license that Obama gave to news sources to essentially become propaganda outlets?
The Smith-Mundt Modernization Act.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That's a mouthful.
2012.
Wow. Yep.
They set the stage back to.
And, of course, they hid it in another bill. When are we going to stop letting Congress do bullshit like that?
Yeah,
pass one bill that has one function at a time.
Yeah. Listen, do your fucking job.
Well,
here's
500,000 pages. Here's 500,000 pages, and you have to vote on it in 4 hours.
Yeah, we have to you know, pass the bill in order to find out what is in it.
That right? is so fucking stupid.
Yeah. That's,
and my thing is this. If the bill can't stand on its own to get put into law, it shouldn't be put forward.
Amen.
You stick it in these huge fucking pork barrel fucking bundles is absolute fucking horseshit, because a lot of the problems we have today are because of these bullshit laws.
Yeah.
We literally have, like, literally, if you were to buy all of the books for all of the federal laws, they would stack up 2 feet high for this entire fucking desk, and that's just, like, in the past 10 years.
Yeah.
It goes up about 12 feet. And most of those were passed because they added them to these big bundles for, like, the budget and defense spending or what have you. That is horseshit. And if they're like, well, you know, we don't really have enough time to do all this. Like, fuck you. You ran for fucking office. You knew what was taking place. You show up to do the job, but you don't want to do the job. Why are you there? Please answer the question. You should be there 8 to 12 hours a day reading all this shit. You should have a staff advising you what's going on. And if you don't trust somebody in your staff, fire their ass. It's fucking crazy.
And then they vote themselves another pay raise.
Yeah.
You know, 200 years ago, people in government had businesses. They were farmers. They were lawyers. They were doctors. They were business owners.
Veterans.
And they would come to, you know, the state capitals and the nation's capital, you know, to vote on something, and then they would go back home.
Yeah.
You know, they're not locked in a you know, without term limits at, I don't even know what their pay raise is. Last I heard, congressmen were getting $173,000, but that was before the pay raise they voted themselves earlier this year.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what they're getting now.
And they have, like, their special health care, and then if you're in, their retirement packages are just ludicrously absurd.
Yeah, and their exorbitant salaries do not even take into account all of the taxpayer-funded bells and whistles, like the cars, you know, the, having drivers, their private security. Yeah, you're not allowed to have a gun because guns bad, but I'm going to spend $300,000 of your taxpayer dollars on private security ran by what? Well, firearms.
Guys with guns. Guys like me.
Congress's approval rating in this country usually rocks somewhere around like 17%.
Mm-hmm.
They're like two notches below having a really satisfying diarrhea shit after Taco Tuesday. they're way down there. Now, let's say that, you know, you and I were to go to work for a company and we have a boss. You know, we work for Whitey, who reports to Murphy, and he works for the man. And there's 100 employees in that office. And in order to get a raise, we had to make sure that we had at least like an 80% approval rating. But you could only find 17 people in that office who agreed that you did a good job. Would you get a raise?
Probably not.
So why the fuck are we letting these assholes vote themselves pay raises when they have a lower approval rating than the shit floating in my toilet?
Absolutely correct. It is a clusterfuck, and I don't know how we're going to fix it. Well, I know how it's going to get fixed, and ultimately in the end, and it's going to be violence.
Like, I'm sorry, they should never be allowed to vote themselves pay raises. If they want a pay raise, they need to turn to their constituents and actually plead their case. If they want a pay raise, their constituents should vote to give them one.
Absolutely correct.
If they're fucking up and they're not doing their job, no pay raise for you. Come back correct. 1 year.
And I would like to see a maximum, like, 12 years you can work for the federal government.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And these people, one of the articles, I love it. It's like, oh, you know, China's buying up farmland, which is sparking concern in Congress. Oh, you mean the Congress that's owned by fucking China?
Absolutely correct. Those fuckers have sold out so hard.
If you have foreign investments and you are working for the United States government, you should automatically be put in the file cabinet under traitor and forcibly removed from your position because you have split loyalties to this country and you will never put this country first.
That's absolutely correct. Amen.
And they women.
That's gay. Stop.
Watch Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pot for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.